Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Max Healthcare Institute Limited's earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Suraj Dikawlekar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Suraj.
Thank you, Michelle. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Max Healthcare's Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Abhay Soi, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Yogesh Sareen, Senior Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Keshav Gupta, Senior Director, Growth, M&A, and Business Planning. We will begin the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for an interactive Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Abhay to make his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Abhay.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Max Healthcare's second quarter and first half of financial year 2026 earnings call. We are pleased to report that the network has maintained its strong growth momentum through the first half of FY26. For the second quarter, revenue grew by 21% year-on-year, while operating EBITDA increased by 23%, thereby extending our track record to 20 consecutive quarters of consistent growth. Importantly, this performance reflects the continued strength of our core operations, with existing units achieving revenue growth of 14% and EBITDA growth of 19%. Building on this strong performance, we continue to enhance our capacity and service offerings through brownfield expansions. At Mohali, the new 160-bed brownfield tower has been commissioned, including the additional radiation oncology program. At Nanavati Max, the new 268-bed brownfield tower is set to be commissioned this week. At Max Smart, the new 400-bed brownfield tower will be ready for commissioning within the next 30 days. Alongside our expansion efforts, we also streamlined our corporate structure. Divestment of hospitals in Chitta and Anupshahr was completed in September 2025. Further, the merger of our two wholly-owned subsidiaries was approved by the Honorable NCLT Chandigarh Bench with an appointed date of October 5, 2024, which has resulted in a one-time benefit of 149 crores during the quarter. After long last, CGHS has revised their prices effective October 13. While some of it is still to kick in, we expect a favorable impact of over rupees 200 crores once fully implemented. Further, with regard to insurance renewals, there was an impasse with certain players leading to temporary stoppage of cashless facilities. The same has been resolved. Now, coming to the second quarter performance highlights, please note that the term existing units hereafter refers to the network facilities that were operational prior to Q3 FY25, while JP Hospital are categorized as new units. Average occupancy for the network stood at 77% compared to 79% in second quarter last year and 76% in the trailing quarter. Existing units reported occupancy levels of over 79%. Occupied bed days were up by 19% year-on-year and 4% quarter-on-quarter. Average revenue per occupied bed for the quarter was ₹77,300, registering a 1% growth year-on-year. For the existing units, like-for-like ARPOB grew by 3% year-on-year and remained stable sequentially. Network gross revenue stood at 2,692 crores compared to 2,228 crores in the second quarter last year and ₹2,574 crores in the previous quarter. This reflects an increase of 21% year-on-year and 5% versus trailing quarter. Of this, new units contributed to ₹144 crores, while the existing units delivered a 14% like-for-like revenue growth, driven by an increase of 11% in occupied bed days and 3% in ARPOB. Digital revenue from online marketing activities, web-based appointments and digital lead management rose to Rs. 803 crores, accounting for approximately 30% of the overall revenue. Website traffic crossed 79 lakh sessions during the quarter, growing by 53% year-on-year and 15% quarter-on-quarter. International patient revenue reached Rs. 231 crores, registering a growth of 25% year-on-year and 11% quarter-on-quarter. Network operating EBITDA stood at Rs. 694 crores, reflecting a growth of 23% year-on-year and 13% quarter-on-quarter. Of this, new units contributed Rs. 23 crores, while the existing units delivered 19% like-for-like growth in EBITDA. Network operating EBITDA margin was 26.9% for the quarter. Existing units reported an EBITDA margin of 27.5%, higher by 90 basis points year-on-year and 200 basis points sequentially. Annualized EBITDA per bed for the network stood at Rs. 73 lakhs, like-for-like EBITDA per bed for existing units was Rs. 76 lakhs, reflecting a 7% year-on-year growth. Profit after tax for the network was Rs. 554 crores against 349 crores in second quarter last year and Rs. 345 crores in the previous quarter. This includes one-time favorable tax impact of Rs. 149 crores pursuant to the merger of Crossley Remedies and JP Healthcare. Excluding this impact, PAT stood at 406 crores, reflecting 16% year-on-year growth. The network generated free cash flows of Rs. 291 crores during the quarter. There was a build-up of accounts receivable in the institutional segment, which impacted the cash flow from operations. Rs. 456 crores was deployed towards ongoing capacity expansion projects and facility upgrades at newer units, while Rs. 146 crores was distributed as dividend. As a result, net debt for the network stood at 2,067 crores compared to 1,755 crores at the end of June 2025. Continuing our effort to support the local communities, we provided free treatment to approximately 44,000 patients from economically weaker sections of the society was Rs. 61 crores at hospital tariff. Both our strategic business units continue to deliver steady growth in revenue and profitability. Max at Home reported revenue of Rs. 63 crores, reflecting a robust 20% year-on-year growth. It offers 15 specialized service lines across 15 cities with over 60% repeat transactions. Max Lab reported a revenue of Rs. 54 crores, reflecting a 16% year-on-year growth. It provides services in over 60 cities and serves more than 6 lakh patients during the quarter. Now coming to the status of expansion projects. Max Lucknow. The current capacity of the hospital stands at 413 beds and we expect this to increase to 550 beds by end of this financial year. The onco radiation program, including PET-CT, will be launched in the next 2 weeks. 500 beds at Sector 56, Gurgaon. The project is progressing well at site, while GRAP had some impact on the pace of work. 100 beds at Max Nagpur. We have received the environmental clearance and are awaiting the consent to establish. We expect to complete the project within 24 months post receipt of the CTE. 397 beds at Patparganj, all approvals have been received and barricading work is complete. The project is expected to be completed by FY28. 550 beds at Max Vikrant, Saket. The project will start immediately upon commissioning of the 400 beds at Max Smart. We expect to complete this project within 40 months. 400 beds at Zirakpur, Mohali. Project is continuing faster than anticipated and is now expected to be completed by end of calendar year 2027. 140 beds at Max Vishali, demolition of the existing structure is complete and approvals are in process. We expect to complete this project in 24 months post receipt of the requisite approvals. 500 beds at Thane, master plans for the site have been finalized by the partners. The project is expected to be delivered in 42 months. 250 beds at Pitampura, Delhi. The partner is expecting the building plan approvals during the quarter, post which the project is expected to take 36 months. And finally, moving on to the overview of the company's performance for the first half of financial year 2026. Network gross revenue stood at 5,266 crores, reflecting a growth of 24% year-on-year. Of this, new units contributed 278 crores, while the existing units delivered a 17% like-for-like revenue growth. Overall, network operating EBITDA grew by 23% year-on-year to rupees 1,308 crores, translating to a margin of 25.9% and EBITDA per bed of rupees 71 lakhs, while existing units delivered an EBITDA margin of 26.5% with EBITDA per bed of rupees 74 lakhs. In the first half, we generated 679 crores of free cash flow from operations after interest, tax, working capital changes and routine capex. Rupees 891 crores was deployed towards ongoing expansion projects and facility upgrades at new units. Rupees 131 crores was spent towards land purchases and brownfield expansions at Max Vaishali, and rupees 146 crores was distributed as dividend. With this, we open the floor for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Damayanti Kerai from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is to Abhay. So what we have heard, there has been some senior doctor departure from your team in NCR hospitals. So first, have you rehired the required doctors, and what kind of impact was there, if any?
Yeah, so we've, you know, it's that level of isolation is normal. You have certain teams always sort of move out, new teams come in almost immediately. And that is what has happened, so we don't expect any impact.
So approximately, what is the attrition rate in your doctor's team, which you said is in line with the normal trend?
1% of doctors, less than 1% of the doctors.
When a new facility comes, another 0.5% happens with it.
Yeah. So if some new facility comes, another 0.5%, so you could say between 1 to 1.5% at best. I mean, anecdotally, if two or three doctors leave or certain doctors leave, it doesn't change. We have got close to 6,000 doctors, right?
Okay, okay. So, no impact as such, and then it's a normal trend. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. My second question is on your settlement with the issues on the insurance company. So, has like all the matters now been put to rest? And do you have any further contracts which are coming up for negotiations, and there might be some updates there?
So first of all, whatever we have in terms of these three insurance companies, that we already sorted, and not only sorted for now, but we also sorted for future in the sense that when we concluded this arrangement, now we also agreed the next revision with them, right? Yes, there are other companies also which are, up for renewal this time, for example, including GIPSA and, and other insurance companies. So those negotiations are, underway, I would say.
But these sort of impasses happen once every few years, and we don't expect a repeat of this.
Okay. So, but, we haven't heard such instances in recent past, so that's what I was a bit curious whether things are now put in place for, permanently, and then we might not see similar situations coming up.
We've had suspension of cashless facilities of others in the past also. That happened 3 years ago and happened 7 years ago.
We had them also, one point of time.
And everyone has. But they resolved, actively active, cashless is active.
Okay. And one last question. You said CGHS revision when it happens fully, like for your portfolio exposure, that will be additional 200 crore kind of revenue which will come in.
That's right.
Okay, and approximately like in your portfolio, what has been the tariff increase after this revision comes into effect, very broadly?
No, so Damayanti, I can't give you the numbers of what the increase is because obviously, you know, it's an addition with the insurance companies. But I think CGHS part is clear, right? CGHS is around 10% of the overall revenue will go up, right? So we have around 2,000 crores of revenues. So we will have 10%, you know, jump up there. Because of this additional revenue.
So this is a net increase because certain, medicines, etc. also, they've capped the rate. So this will be a net increase.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity, sir. So firstly, on the international patient side, such a
Tushar, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Tushar, your audio is not clear.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry for that. So just on the international patient side where the growth has been quite robust, even this quarter almost 25%. So if you could just sort of help break down into volume and realization growth.
No, so most of it was volume growth. I don't think there's any increase in the ARPOB there in that segment. So you can assume that 25% volume growth.
And more so, we sort of, if you could also elaborate in terms of the geographies, like in terms of diversification.
No, so broadly the geographies remain the same.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned before, it's Middle East, it's Eastern Europe, it's African cluster and so on. I don't want to give specific countries because, you know, that's privileged information.
Got it. And just lastly on this clarity, the MSSH Saket 400 beds hospital, in terms of the timeline for the commissioning, or is I probably missed it on the opening remarks if you had already highlighted.
So perhaps you did. So both Max Nanavati, that's the Bombay hospital, is doing deep cleaning there. So within this week, we're expecting it to be commissioned. And Max Smart within the next 30 days.
Got it. And so how do you see the scale up now that, you know, post commissioning, not little in terms of numbers, but in terms of the timeline, in terms of ramp up of occupancy or maybe the EBITDA break even?
EBITDA break even is almost immediate. I don't think there's any, we've stated that in the past also in brownfields, you don't have EBITDA drags necessarily.
Understood, sir. Thanks. That is from my side.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Andre Purushottam from Cogito Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations for a consistent set of good results. I had just two questions. One is that your profit growth after correcting is 16% year on year, which lags a little behind EBITDA and revenue growth. Is there any insight you can provide to us on this?
So obviously you would have seen that the finance costs have gone up, right? So, and also depreciation has gone up because we have new hospitals added, right? In the quarter three last year, and there the EBITDA margin is lower, and we have borrowings to really, you know, fund those acquisitions. So I think that is as the you know, EBITDA growth comes in level with the other hospitals, you'll find that this number will also start to go in the same factor.
Yeah, last year JP wasn't there, right? So that's about 2,000 crores of acquisition was done.
Okay. My second question was, I wanted your view on ARPOB. Are you getting a feeling or what is the internal discussion in the company that the ARPOB is kind of, the rate of growth of ARPOB is becoming slower? At least that's what optically it looks like. I just wanted to know whether this assessment from outside is something that you share. And if so, is there any discussion on what to do about ARPOB going forward?
So the ARPOB growth, it's Y on Y 3%, but it's also the impact of the new hospitals that we acquired and we started last year, right? if I take that out for a minute and say all the existing hospital means the ones which were operating before December 24, then the ARPOB growth is 7%, right? So it's basically the impact of the mix which is bringing this number down, because last year due to, you know, so the share of the new hospital has gone up now. And for example, Lucknow and Nagpur and, you know, Dwarka. And that's what is bringing down. But on like-to-like basis, we don't have any concern, right? Still in the range of 6-7% that we used to have earlier.
So thank you once again, and congratulations on a good set of results. And I also like the disclosures that you make in your presentations. They're very comprehensive, so we appreciate that as investors.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Thawani from Clear Blue Capital Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My first question is on insurance. You have spoken about the issues in insurance that we had this quarter, and you know, because of that, our growth in insurance has actually been one of the lowest amongst all our peers. And then you have mentioned that the cashless has been reinstated. Can you confirm that for December quarter, like we've done with half of November and October, are we back on track? I mean, with industry level growth in insurance business, in our insurance business?
Well, I think you need to look at it on an overall basis, right? I mean, your insurance may, growth may have come down, but your cash growth may, if you're not doing cashless, what happens? It's not necessary that you lose the patient. The patient also gets converted to cash pay, right? Because he'll go claim later. Doesn't necessarily change the hospital because of which. I think what you need to look at is the overall occupancy. Between cash and this, what was the impact? And you won't see any major impact on the occupancy of the hospital, right? So that's what you need to see.
Right. My only worry is that are we doing more institutional business because the insurance patient is not coming? But that doesn't seem to be the case.
If that doesn't seem the case, and you see the cash business has moved up, and you'll see what's the occupancy between cash and insurance, because that's fungible, right?
Right. That is fungible.
If you come to me as a doctor, okay, you use your insurance while you can. If you can't, then you just sort of pay cash, right?
So you see
sort of impact. And if you do believe there was an impact, then the point is just that going forward, you'll see the benefit of it, because all of it is now back to normal, right?
Got it. Our cash flows were weak, and as you rightly mentioned, it's because of our institutional business. Just wondering, because now we are coming up with Nanavati and Saket, do we expect some kind of further deterioration because of this?
No. You know, institutional payments have historically also been lumpy, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't necessarily come on this thing. There are certain months they built up because various PSUs and so on and so forth, you know, whether it's ECHS, CGHS and all, they run out of budgets, then they write to the ministry, get those budget, get them replenished, and then they pay. So they have been lumpy in the past as well, so it's nothing to be sort of concerned about.
So we don't expect further deterioration in the cash flows?
No, not at all. I mean, even this is not a deterioration. You see it as a one-time listing. Next quarter, you'll probably see a larger amount of cash flows come through.
Got it.
If you
got it.
Like the year, okay, it'll pretty much be the same number of days. This sort of quarter, at a point of time, lumpiness happens in institutional payments.
Got it. I understood. My last question is on Mohali. So we added 160 beds, but the presentation shows an operational increase of 53 beds only. So is it that the next 107 beds will move into operational in Q3? And the Mohali is a O&M agreement with the government. So, I mean, because in O&M, the entire revenue doesn't get recognized. So does that mean that these beds really don't have a material impact on our P&L?
No, two things. One is Mohali is a revenue share.
Okay.
Right? So we pay, let's say, 5% of our revenue is given to the government. We're recognizing the whole thing. So that's one.
Okay.
Second is, As far as the beds are concerned, the entire tower has 160 odd beds. Now, all floors, you don't wait for the last bed, last light to be put to commission the whole thing. Okay. For example, on 160, if the first four floors are ready, I will start the first four floors. Okay. And the rest of the floors, as and when they come online, you start them.
So in Q3, how much will get operational in Mohali?
As we speak, there are 90 beds which are operational out of the 53, right? Out of that, 160, 53 was made operational for first of all. So that means the impact in the quarter is around 35 beds because you will have to do with the wait leverage, right? And that's the reason why you see the number to operational capacity to be lower. But I mean, going forward, we obviously not short of beds there. As we see the occupancy, we'll open more beds.
But quarter three, you'll be having all the beds ready.
Yeah, but it will be ready. But yeah, we'll open them as we see the demand there, right?
Got it. And in Lucknow and Noida, we are seeing a lot of interest from a lot of our peers as well. They are coming out with some big capacities. Any comments on the competitive intensity out there?
Not really. I think the Noida capacity, I mean, it doesn't come overnight, right? It's been under construction for the last 4 years. Any competitor coming up with any capacity has been constructing for the last 4 to 5 years. So, you know, it's always been the thing. In fact, we purchased JP later. That was like, you know, we fell from the sky and purchased it, right? So, I mean, that was a cold start.
Okay. My last question on the ARPOB growth. Yogesh, he mentioned we are trending at about 6% now this quarter. Is that a fair comment for our existing units?
7%. We are around 7% ARPOB increase if I take the existing unit. When I say the existing unit, this means units which were operating December 24 before.
So this December quarter is clocking a 7% on our pre-existing units.
Yes. Not December quarter, I'm talking September quarter.
We have not spoken, given any guidance on Q3.
I'm saying that in September quarter, that the number of 3.3% that we have are from increase. If I take out the impact of the new hospital that we added, right, in quarter 4 of, FY25, then the increase in the existing hospital is 7% in the ARPOB, around 6.8%.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Kritika Damani from Prospero Financial Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations on a strong quarter. My first question is that you have an occupancy of over 75% and a consistent trend on the ARPOB because of the strategic push in your high acuity care, like the new oncology focused hospital. Since the richer case mix naturally increases the average length of stay, how are you balancing its trade-off to maintain patient throughput at your already busy hospitals?
Sorry, what's the question exactly? What percentage of the occupancy do in
a way? No, what I want to know is, like, how are you balancing the trade-off to maintain the patient throughput in your, because your average length of stay is really high, so I just want to know about that.
You do it through, by opening new capacities. You do it through improving your patient services, your discharge times, and so on and so forth. Right? Having said that, you have to keep in mind one thing. When a hospital is full, it's not a hotel. So it's not like people are sitting in the emergency and I say, look, 12 o'clock, I can send them away by saying my hotel is fully booked. Please go somewhere else. Right? There will be a point of diminishing returns where people will wait in emergency, waiting for the bed, and they have to wait sometimes for 6 hours, sometimes for 1 day, for 1.5 days. Complaints increase. You try to do your best, but you know, we are also in the job of serving every patient who's coming over there. So I think that is very important differentiation.
Okay. My second question is that for the first half of your FY26, can you quantify what percentage of your total hospital revenue came from the international patients? And what is the yield profile of this business? Like, how does the ARPOB and the average length of stay for an international patient compare to that of the domestic patient portfolio?
It's about 9% of the revenues. And I think the typical ARPOB is about 30% higher for international patients compared to our normal compared to our average. I think ALOS is what?
ALOS is 1.2 times.
1.2 times because people who come for international listing are coming for more acute diseases, right?
And last question is that your asset-light divisions like the Max Lab and Max Home are posting like excellent revenue growth. So my question is about their profit, profitability and capital efficiency. For the first half of FY26, what is the consolidated EBITDA margin? And what is your long-term margin target for these segments as it scales?
So I think that's already in the investor release. Right? So the Max Lab reports an EBITDA margin of around 16%. Right, and the physio business, right, the arm length EBITDA would be around 20%. But if I take the global EBITDA, that will be probably, you know, more than the hospital EBITDA. Right, so that's the EBITDA margin that we have.
And like, and I mean, these also subdued right now, because like you mentioned, we are growing at a fast pace because we're investing for the growth, right?
All right, thank you. I'll get back into queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neha Manpuria from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Abhay, last call you'd mentioned that, you know, in probably 6 months' time, we should start seeing, you know, traction in Noida with insurance empanelment. So is that on track? Should we start seeing that improvement in Noida, let's say, in the December or March quarter? And at what point do you see Noida getting to, let's say, mid-25% margins?
I think Noida is already at 25% margin.
No, Noida is around 18%.
18% margin. Yeah, so I think insurance empanelment, all of that has happened as far as Noida is concerned.
Well, on June 2, you see that there is an 8% growth in Noida, right? And the EBITDA margin is also grown, you know, compared to last quarter. So we do expect that, you know, and it's if you pick up the revenue of this hospital since January of this year, it's every month is, you know, higher than the previous month. So I think we see the traction. We hope that, you know, this will come to that level.
No, I think it wasn't insurance panel. You know, it was licenses for various sort of clinical programs which had to come through. Transplant and so on and so forth. All that has come through. So now we are seeing the sort of this in higher kicking with that.
What's the occupancy in Noida currently then?
So it's around
62%. 62%. Okay. Okay. So this therefore should improve as we see these, I mean, as you've seen these new clinical programs getting added, right?
That's it.
Okay, understood. My second question is on Dwarka. What's the occupancy in Dwarka on our operational bed and, you know, what margins are Dwarka at currently?
I think we're doing about close to 80%. What is the
occupancy? So Dwarka is 81% plus occupancy in the quarter. We have 285 beds operational now. So it's a 300-bedded hospital. So once we get the oncology block, then we'll be able to rotate some oncodator beds and move them there and have this hospital, you know, capacity restored to 300 beds. The EBITDA margin, you want to mention the EBITDA margin for the hospital? Well, I would say it'll be around 15%.
Okay. Okay, understood. So I was just sorry.
Trajectory for a greenfield would be that you sort of ramp up the occupancy, right?
And then that's correct. After
that, you see expansion of margins.
Yeah. So it would then in that case, you know, given that we are at 80% occupancy already for Dwarka should be, you know, I mean, by next year it should be in line with corporate average in terms of margins. Would that be a fair assumption?
So hopefully we'll be getting, that should be the case. Yeah. But do keep in mind, even the oncology bunker is not operational over there right now, right?
Okay.
I mean, that is, so that will be, I think.
Yeah, so it also has very high level of, I would say, the PSU bed occupancy. So we have to bring that down as we, you know, so basically the idea was first to fill up the hospital and then start to distill the care mix. So I think we are at a stage where we started to do that now.
Yeah, so you're going to see higher ARPOBs, you're going to see improvement and expansion of margins, you're going to see that happening through both patient mix, clinical mix, including higher amount of share of oncology, once the radiation oncology starts over there. You're also going to see us planning and implementing another 200 beds in that site. I think, you know, the idea is to do the brownfield. Like I said, we already run out of capacity, right?
Yeah, understood. Okay. Because I was just wondering about the, you know, ARPOB growth of 3%, including all hospitals except for Noida, right? That's what your existing ARPOB growth that you mentioned. Given that, you know, I'm assuming Lucknow, Nagpur should have also seen very strong ARPOB growth. The 3% number, you know, and the 7% that you mentioned for existing network, how should I read those two numbers?
So by the way, the Noida, the Dwarka ARPOB has come down. When we started it, we didn't have any institutional business, right? The institutional business actually started. Yeah, so actually it's come down.
All right. So, okay. Understood.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because when you do a cold start, for you to get any institutional business, takes you about 6 months.
Yeah.
To sign that up to get empaneled with institutions, right?
Okay. So, yeah. Understood.
You start off immediately with high ARPOB, low occupancy.
Yeah. Only self-pay business.
Only self-pay business. Because you don't even have insurance contracts in the first 6 months.
Okay. I'd assume that we'll probably do more emergency cases, which then move to higher equity.
That's right. So the first 2 quarters, we started in July last year. So till the end of the year, it was a high ARPOB simply because you're not even NABH at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have institutional empanelments, you don't have insurance empanelments and so on.
Okay.
The cash paying business, high ARPOB, low occupancy, and that starts changing thereafter. So that drags your ARPOB down actually at this.
Okay. And the CGHS, you said 200 crores upon completion, so once fully completed. So what's the duration by which this will fully get reflected? Would it be a phased manner in which we will see the realization of these price increases?
No, not really. They have a new category called super speciality hospitals.
Correct. Correct.
And on the portal, they haven't completed the coding, codes for that. So that we are expecting, in the next maybe 15-20 days or whatever.
Okay, okay. So that's the only thing that is pending for this to be implemented.
Yeah, it's more...
so it's partially implemented. Partially, the super specialty rate will be implemented once they update their portal.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Gupta from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. The first is, what was the growth on the ARPOB growth of the segments, be it international or institutional? Right?
Sorry?
So the segment, ARPOB growth of the segment, basically, be it cash or institutional mix, what was the ARPOB growth?
Which segments?
So the walk-in business, both, insurance and the self-pay grew by around 7-8%. Right, on a like-to-like basis, it's basically the impact of the new hospital that got added into the existing hospital now, which has brought the growth to 3.3%. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So with respect to institutional mix, have you witnessed any ARPOB growth?
No. So the ARPOB growth is flattish in the institutional. Institution doesn't has any ARPOB growth. Right.
You will have going forward, right?
The rates. And because the rate got revised only in October, so in quarter two there is not a growth in the institutional ARPOB, but in the self pay and the insurance will be in the range of 8-10% type.
Understood. And so second question, what was the performance of Lucknow and Nagpur unit in this quarter?
No, so we will not let, we don't, share the hospital-wise performance, but suffice to say that, that now did grow over the previous quarter. So on a quarter-on-quarter, it's a 70-80% growth that we reported, and the EBITDA has also grown by more than 30%.
Okay. Okay, so you're maintaining the 30% plus margins in Lucknow. So we can expect this to sustain.
Yeah.
Okay. And for Nagpur?
Again, we don't give specific hospital by hospital numbers.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Prashant Sagar from Univate Corporate Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
My question is on Noida hospital facility. in the early, one of the earlier presentations, you had mentioned you have land parcels with further bed potentials in Greater Noida, 400 beds, and Sector 128 Noida, 700 beds. I just wanted to ask you, which of the, is the land adjacent to the existing hospital facility, or it's at a different location?
No, so the present one we have in Noida is 18 acres of land, right? I mean, you can imagine we can keep building over there. So that's all adjacent. Yeah. It's all contiguous land parcel. Similarly, in Lucknow, it's 27 acres of land. So we can pretty much keep going for the next another 2,500 beds. But we have another location in Lucknow.
And in Noida,
of course, in addition to that, we have land in Greater Noida.
So that's what I'm saying. So the location is different from the existing land.
From the Noida hospital.
Greater Noida and Noida are separate locations.
So in your question, the 700 bed site, which is a very far project, is the adjacent site to the Noida hospital, the JP Noida hospital. And what you mentioned as a 500 bed site, that's a separate site in Greater Noida.
So this sector 128 is adjacent to this.
It's the same complex. That's the 18-acre complex.
Yeah, that's the 18-acre complex. Right.
Yeah, yeah. You have
some other. Yeah, okay. That's what I wanted to clarify. Thanks a lot, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Dhamesha from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. One clarification. Can you please share the international patient bed share for this quarter?
Yeah, so it's similar to what it used to be earlier. 6%? Yeah, it'll be around 6.5%.
6.5%. And sir, for other channels, we have just shared for institutional. Can you also share for...
Not 5.5%. Yeah.
5.5%. And sir, for other channels like self-pay and TPA, if we can share?
Yeah, so self-pay is around 26 to 27%. The insurance is around 34 to 35%, and
so thanks for that. Second one for Mr. Sohi on the sorting of issues with the insurance. So sir, how should we think now with whatever negotiation which would have gone between you and the insurance companies? For the next 1 or 2 years, for us, the procedure rates, do we keep getting similar hikes what we had taken in historically in the last 2-3 years? Is it going to be higher, lower? If you can share some color, would be great.
Well, I'm not going to give you specifics, but yeah, it's in line with what has been happening historically. Within the band, yeah.
And then, sir, let's say the four insurance company, which at least media suggested had suspended cashless, all four of them are now online, like they are doing cashless.
That's right.
And then for us, are they material in terms of, let's say, out of our 35% insurance revenue, are they material in terms of contribution to our top line?
Yeah, I mean, there are material, but like I said, you need to look at cash and TPA as a homogeneous body, right?
Right.
I mean, when you can't do cashless, then patients, the question is, do the patients not come, or do the patients come and pay out of pocket and then claim later from the insurance companies? The cashless will get suspended, not insurance.
Sure. So patient did come, it's just the change of the channel for now. Yeah, and then now it will revert back.
Yeah, we saw a spike in our cash pay.
So now basically the share of insurance came down and the share of self-pay went up in terms of bed share, right? And the overall OPD is also grew on quarter on quarter. So that means it's not a major impact, right?
Sure. And so the 7% ARPOB growth on a like-to-like basis, I know you shared that Dwarka has gone down a bit. And hence the overall is 3%. But wouldn't the specialty mix also help us, given the medical patients are down quite a bit in this quarter on a year-on-year basis?
Yes, it takes into account that, right?
Right. But then, you know, with medical going down, shouldn't the growth be higher for our existing hospital? Is this, like, you know, my question? Because oncology has also gone up in terms of the contribution. Shall we continue to maintain this, you know, around 7% plus or minus 1% going forward for existing hospital?
But that's been historical as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any changes there.
Sure, sir. And
so, you know, if you think that, you know, internal medicine was is the basically the impact that you generally used to have in quarter two, but the new hospital, you know, the share of internal medicine is low. So while there is some impact, you can see in the earning update also, but I think it's not that.
You're saying new hospital it grew and existing hospital it was on that. It went. Okay.
Yeah.
And lastly, sir, on the operationalized bed, because we are opening capacity at Nanavati and Max Arcade, how should we look at operational beds in Q3 and Q4? Like what the potential number from where we are in Q2?
No, tough to really give you the exact number, because we have to also see how many days we open those beds for, when we get any approval, the OC, etc.
And I want to avoid any forward-looking statements on it.
Okay, but let's say, is the trajectory should be in line with more like Dwarka? Is it something like, you know, in 1 year we are almost up with all beds?
It's a greenfield versus a brownfield, right? It's a very different sort of thing.
Sure.
Because the EBITDA ramp up are two very different. Normally it's more positive in a brownfield, but yeah, I'm going to avoid giving you any forward looking statements.
Sure, sir. Thank you for all the clarity and all the best.
Thank you.
Participants, you may please press star and want to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Neha Manpuria from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks so much. So, just a quick question. What was our network capex intensity in the first half?
So we spent around 900 crores.
Okay. And second half would be a similar number?
A bit higher probably. Hopefully around 1100 crores. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Gaurav Bhama from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah,
hi, sir. Good morning. First of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just wanted clarification on two fronts. The first being that when we say that the ARPOB this quarter was subdued, that was largely due to the insurance issues and the impact of the new hospitals, right?
Not so much the insurance, I would say. Like I said, you know, any reduction in insurance, perhaps you made up because you had that much people shift into cash patients. But I think, yeah, perhaps because of the new hospitals.
Understood. And the second question regarding the impact of CGHS, the INR 200 crore positive impact that we are expecting. I know you answered it before, but there were some disturbances. Just wanted to clarify again, what is the estimated timeline we are expecting for that to reflect in our numbers?
I think some of it has already started from 30th of October, but I think there's a super special rate that will kick in. That will kick in, I think, by the end of this month. I mean, we don't know how much time it will take, but I think the expectation is that by end of November, that rate should also be up and working time.
Understood. Thank you, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take the next question from the line of Nitin Agarwal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
So thanks for taking the question. Just following up on the CGHS question, sir, the CGHS impact you talked about, it is largely for CGHS, or you've also included a possible the expectation is similar rate revisions will happen for other, say, central government agencies also. So is that over and above this?
No. So all central government agencies are linked to CGHS. Okay. So this is number for CGHS and CGHS-like accounts. So this includes ECHS, this includes others. So some of these, like super speciality rates, some of the notifications, etc., on ECHS are also expected. You know, because they are in line normally with this thing, but, you know, they have to go through the paperwork.
Okay, so that essentially our estimate pretty much includes that inflation also.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this is CGHS and like accounts. And linked accounts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Charlene from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Continuing regarding the past participant, is it fair to assume that the benefits start tickering in from FY27, the whole of the benefits you talked about, of around 200 crores?
Of what?
The CGHS pricing increase benefits. You said in next 15-20 days we should resolve it, and then beyond CGHS also the similar CGHS-like institutions will follow it. So FY27 is the year where we can expect the total benefit to come in?
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
So then, what kind of a flow through will it have on your operating profit, EBITDA?
Pretty much 85-90%. Yeah.
So if you're looking at roughly 200 crores of top line, something like 150-160 crores of EBITDA addition can happen through this.
Yeah. Hopefully, good numbers should flow through.
Got it. And regarding the our Smart and Nanavati, I understand both are brownfield, but there is a bit of a cost. Is it fair to assume that a large part of cost is already in our P&L reflecting in 2Q? Or can we expect some more increase in 3Q as well?
But what, you're talking about fixed costs or variable costs?
Variable costs.
Variable cost, of course. Variable cost will be related to the...
Fixed cost. Sorry, I missed it.
No, these are brownfields, right? So the fixed cost
yeah.
is larger by existing hospitals.
Yeah. So my point is, right, because we've been in a process of keep on adding new beds, right? So our top line grows, then our EBITDA, and then our PAT. And I think the point we will be there where most of our hospitals reach a stage where our EBITDA start growing faster. I think we are reaching that stage. So is it a fair assumption that even in 3Q we should see the same kind of phenomena, that margin expansion despite adding to or despite starting to brownfield?
I didn't understand the question. So yeah, you're right. So there will be a bit of operating leverage that will kick in once those brownfield are start getting full up. That may be 15 days here there, but yeah, operating leverage should come in. That's the whole concept of brownfield.
Yeah. So you should have expansion of margins. With
basically,
your brownfield give you higher margin than existing hospital beds.
Yeah. There are two things happening, right? In our growth journey, right? One, our new hospitals which we have added in past, they are significantly improving in their profitability. But at the same time, also we are adding new hospitals, right? Which are coming in at a lower margin, right? So there are two balancing act. So given that we have added substantial amount of beds over past 18 months, where the flow through of the profitability can be higher, and will negate any negative impact of these new beds. That's what I'm trying to understand.
That's right. But my point is something even better, right? That as a new bed, because largely what is brownfield, don't necessarily have a drag on EBITDA that you're trying to subsidize via your previous expansion.
For sure. No, that I.
Not only will you have expansion or benefits coming out of what you expanded over capacity addition over the last 15 months or 17 months, 30% capacity. But majority of the capacity coming up now, another 30%, is brownfield. And that brownfield capacity should be, soon after commissioning, should get into higher EBITDA margin business to start with.
Got it. Right, sir. That's it. That's it from my side. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We appreciate all your time and look forward to interacting with you again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Max Healthcare Institute Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.